Welcome to the Blake Goodman PC Attorneys Podcast. We provide a knowledgeable guide on bankruptcy law in the state of Hawaii so you can stay informed and get the fresh financial start you need. With over 80 years of combined experience in bankruptcy law at Blake Goodman PC, we're ready to listen and help you get back on your feet. This podcast series is reviewed and approved by founding attorney Blake Goodman.
In this podcast, we'll review the benefits of filing for Chapter 13 bankruptcy in Hawaii and how an experienced bankruptcy lawyer can help you navigate the situation. Filing for bankruptcy is a stressful process. Far too many people that need to do so wait far too long. You may feel like filing for bankruptcy is a failure on your part, but the fact is, that is just not true. It's a process that was created so when you are so deep in debt that it feels like there is no escape, you can find a way out. If you are working but still face mounting debt, Chapter 13 bankruptcy may be an option. With a Chapter 13 bankruptcy attorney in Hawaii to support you, you can create a plan to restructure your finances and repay your debt without losing your assets. You can trust the compassionate Chapter 13 bankruptcy attorneys in Hawaii at Blake Goodman PC Attorney to guide you towards debt relief. First, we have to determine if you should file for Chapter 13. Individual debtors who go through Chapter 13 bankruptcy have the opportunity to repay all of their debts over an agreed-upon period. If you have a regular income and qualify via a financial means test, then you can file a Chapter 13 bankruptcy to restructure or reorganize your debt. Your debt will be consolidated into a lump sum that can be paid off with monthly payments. Although filing for Chapter 13 bankruptcy can be a difficult venture when you are struggling to pay off your debts, the seasoned bankruptcy lawyers at Blake Goodman PC Attorney are here to walk you through each phase of the process so that you understand the best approach for your unique situation. You might be wondering, will I lose my property in Chapter 13? Although it is possible in some cases, Chapter 13 offers homeowners the chance to save their residences. If Chapter 13 is a reasonable option for you in bankruptcy, then we can help you avoid losing any of your property. Having a qualified Hawaii bankruptcy attorney is essential for navigating this complex financial process. On the other hand, can business owners file for Chapter 13 bankruptcy? Individual debtors engaged in business can also file for Chapter 13. A debtor engaged in business is someone who is self-employed and incurs trade credit in the production of income from that employment. A debtor engaged in business can continue to operate their business in a Chapter 13 case. The debtor proposes a plan that outlines how their debts will be repaid and must devote all of their disposable income to payments under the plan for 3 to 5 years. Now, let's review who qualifies to file for Chapter 13. To qualify for Chapter 13, a debtor must have total debts of less than $2.75 million. These dollar amounts previously listed are usually increased every 3 years according to a set formula. A trustee is appointed in all Chapter 13 cases, but the trustee's role is much more limited than in a Chapter 7 bankruptcy case. In Chapter 13 cases, a debtor receives a discharge when they have completed all of the payments under the plan. Generally, a discharge in bankruptcy means that a debtor's obligations are erased or wiped out. When a discharge is granted, it protects the debtor from personal liability on the discharge debt. However, a discharge is only available to certain debtors and for certain debts. Next, let's understand what is a Chapter 13 plan. Chapter 13 is called a wage earner's plan because it allows you to renegotiate your debts and pay them off over time. You might think of a Chapter 13 plan as a consolidation loan. Following the amounts outlined in your plan, you make payments to a trustee who then distributes the money to your creditors. Creditors do not contact you while under Chapter 13 protection, so you will get relief when collection efforts stop. Lastly, a Chapter 13 repayment plan can last 3 to 5 years. Let's now ask ourselves, what is disposable income? The Bankruptcy Code defines disposable income as the average monthly income received during the 6 months before filing for bankruptcy. It includes regular contributions to household expenses from non-debtors and income from the debtor's spouse if the petition is a joint petition. However, it does not include Social Security, child support, or certain payments made because the debtor was the victim of a crime. Then, can Chapter 13 reduce what I owe? The plan does not need to pay unsecured claims in full. However, you must pledge all of your expected disposable income over the applicable commitment period to the plan. unsecured creditors need to only receive at least as much as they would have received if your assets were liquidated under Chapter 7. Because you can reschedule your debts and extend them over the life of the Chapter 13 plan, you may see lower payments. Even if you cannot renegotiate your debts, you will be current on your mortgage if you make all the payments under the plan. But what if I don't keep up with the plan? Once the creditors and trustee approve your plan, you must make all the payments due to receive a discharge. If you stop making payments, the court could dismiss your case or convert it to a Chapter 7 liquidation. However, if circumstances beyond your control keep you from completing the plan, you may ask for a hardship discharge. You must have paid your creditors at least as much as they would have received in a Chapter 7 liquidation case to receive a hardship discharge. Also, the circumstances must prevent a plan modification. For example, an illness or injury that prevents you from working might qualify you for a hardship discharge. Now, how does Chapter 13 help keep your house? Some debts, like your home mortgage or car loan, are secured claims because the value of an asset backs up the loan. If you don't make payments, the creditor has the right to foreclose and regain control of the property. Filing Chapter 13 stops foreclosure proceedings and allows you to cure delinquent payments over time. To keep your home, your Chapter 13 plan must include payments toward the arrears and your regular mortgage payments. Your plan must provide secured creditors with at least the value of the collateral. Anything above the collateral's value becomes an unsecured claim. Let's answer some other frequently asked questions about Chapter 13 bankruptcy. First, can Chapter 13 stop foreclosure? A Chapter 13 plan helps you avoid losing any property to the bankruptcy system. Our legal team will design a plan to stop foreclosure and stop car repossession. And while the plan reorganizes your mortgage arrearage, in most cases it will also reduce your overall debt load. Next, can Chapter 13 stop calls from creditors? A Chapter 13 bankruptcy stops creditors from calling you. A strong restraining order goes into effect when you file a Chapter 13 plan. The automatic stay prevents all creditor contact, including calls, letters, lawsuits, garnishment, foreclosure, and harassment. The creditors have to communicate with your bankruptcy attorney to reach you. You might be wondering, how often do I have to appear in court? Only one mandatory appearance is necessary, and it's not in front of a judge or jury. Your Section 341 meeting is in front of your trustee in a hearing room. It usually lasts 5 minutes. In a large majority of cases, it's the only appearance you'll have to make. We are also frequently asked, what is the meeting of creditors? Between 21 and 50 days after you file the Chapter 13 petition, the trustee will hold a meeting of creditors. You need to attend the meeting with a draft of your proposed plan. Your creditors and the trustee will ask you questions about your financial situation and the proposed terms of the plan. Your attorney will be with you at the meeting and will brief you on potential questions beforehand. Moving forward, should I reaffirm my debt under a Chapter 13 plan? Reaffirming a debt means you agree to continue making payments on the loan as if you had not filed for bankruptcy. A reaffirmed debt is not discharged at the end of the plan. You do not have to reaffirm any debt. Speak to your lawyer if you think reaffirming a debt might be right for you. But think carefully before acting, because signing a reaffirmation agreement is difficult to undo if you later change your mind. Another common question is, why do I need a bankruptcy attorney to negotiate for me? You can try to renegotiate your debts directly with your creditors. However, banks and mortgage lenders are for-profit businesses. They could not survive if they granted every request to modify interest rates or repayment terms. When you file for Chapter 13, you have the chance to pay back late payments over time and stop harassing collection calls. Your bankruptcy attorney will help you develop a plan that treats creditors fairly and meets your financial goals. And lastly, do I need credit counseling? Yes, you must file a certificate of credit counseling and a copy of your debt repayment plan developed through the counseling with your Chapter 13 petition. You can complete credit counseling online, through a phone interview, or both. Additionally, before you receive a discharge, you must complete a course in financial management. Remember, if you are struggling to make ends meet even while working, Chapter 13 bankruptcy can help you. But since Chapter 13 is complex, you need a Chapter 13 bankruptcy lawyer in Hawaii. The experienced bankruptcy attorneys at Blake Goodman PC Attorney are here to guide you. When you call us, you reach a compassionate, knowledgeable bankruptcy attorney who will listen to your situation and explain your options. At Blake Goodman PC Attorney, we have been through many bankruptcy cases, and our representation will make the process feel far more simple than it would be on your own. We dedicate ourselves to our clients, making ourselves available beyond business hours so you can call us after work. We also offer a program to help you rebuild your credit after bankruptcy. Visit Blake Goodman, PC Attorney, at any of our convenient locations in Honolulu, Kaneohe, Aiea, and Maui. To schedule your free case consultation, call us at 808-556-7833 or visit us online at debtfreehawaii.com.
Thank you for listening to the Blake Goodman PC Attorneys Podcast. Going through bankruptcy can be a difficult and complex situation, but it doesn't have to be if you have us on your side. Your path to financial freedom starts here. Get in touch with the experienced bankruptcy lawyers at Blake Goodman PC Attorney today to explore your options.